Dr. Ashok Dubey, Prant Prachar Pramukh of Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, Awadh Prant, has filed a complaint against three prominent newspapers for spreading fake news about the RSS at Hajratganj Police Station, Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh. The fir was filed against Rakesh Agarwal and Ramesh Mishra of Dainik Bhaskar, editor of Haribhumi and chief editor of News 24. In recent news published by Dainik Bhaskar, Haribhumi and News 24, the media houses claimed that RSS would construct its second headquarters on 100 acres of land in Ayodhya, covering an area 100 times larger than Nagpur. The RSS is getting ready to mark its 100th anniversary in 2025. Prior to this, they intend to build a second headquarters in Ayodhya. The Housing Development Board has been requested to provide 100 acres of land for this. This property is desired by the Sangh under the Greenfieldship Program, Navya Ayodhya, claimed the media houses. The persons accused herein for their deliberate act of maligning the image of the Sangh through the electronic and print media. On 14 February 2023, the website of Dainik Bhaskar had an article uploaded regarding the upcoming of another RSS headquarters at Ayodhya, Faizabad, over 100 acres, which shall function in addition to the existing headquarter at Nagpur. Such article was drafted by one Ramesh Mishra, local correspondent, Dainik Bhaskar at Ayodhya. This news slide was also circulated by the News 24 channel on the same day, the fir reads. The very same article on the 15th of February 2023 that was published on their website the day before. The news spread by Dainik Bhaskar and News 24 was reinterpreted and published by other news agencies, viz. Hanbhumi News, TV9, Focus 24 News, Prakash TV, Stasavera Channel, Jodhana Aptak News, Janadesh Today Channel, The Bharat News, Op India News, Mahara Haryana News, Punjab Kesari and others. The photocopies and printouts of the fake reports being spread are being attached for your perusal and action. Such publication of fake news reports have misled readers into wrongly believing that the organization of RSS has lost its path of Param Vaibhav and is now working on the line to acquire a movable property of 100-acre land at Ayodhya, in collusion with the state government. Whereas the fact is that the RSS already has its office Saket Nilayam at Ayodhya for last so many years. Their agenda is obvious to associate Ram Mandir at Ayodhya, which is coming up after the judgment of Honorable Supreme Court of India, with this organization. It appears that as part of a motivated plot, despite being cognizant of the full facts, they chose to cloak the reality using propaganda pieces aimed at harming the goodwill, the reputation, and the truth of RSS by publishing the oblique and tainted news story, irresponsibly and recklessly, without any degree of factual investigation and ignoring all journalistic ethics and principles to malign the pious image of RSS. The act is to promote hatred, enmity and alarm in other sections of society by publishing and circulating such material that contributes to public mischief. Also, such misuse of media and technology for publishing any information that they know to be false, fake and unsubstantiated by any document, deed or any instrument admissible under law but for the sole purpose of causing annoyance, enmity and ill will is unethical and notorious activity on the part of such media houses. The people to be accused for such notorious act of circulating news based on unsubstantiated facts besides several unknowns are as follows. 1. Shri Rakesh Agrawal, Executive Director, Dainik Bhaskar. 2. Shri Ramesh Mishra, Local Correspondent, Dainik Bhaskar Portal. 3. The Chief Editor, Managing Director, Hanbhumi Communications Private Limited. And 4. The Chief Editor, Managing Director, News 24 Broadcast India Limited. The fir further reads. This is not the first time media houses have spread fake news about RSS. In the past also, many media houses were found misquoting RSS dignitaries and publishing and broadcasting baseless and irresponsible news about Sangh. Dr. Ashok told organizer, Dainik Bhaskar and other media platforms with the intent of tarnishing the image of Ayodhya and RSS published the fake news. Without understanding the reality, without examining the facts, and without giving the name of any authorized person, it has become a trend for some media houses to publish misleading news about the Sangh. A section of media is not only spreading sensationalism based on baseless news. Instead of doing this, they should enlighten the society through correct information, taking the responsibility of giving the right direction to the thought process of the society, he said.